The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
WQAD Podcast Network.
The Cities with Jim Mertens, a production of WQPT, PBS for the Quad Cities region, a podcast in partnership with WQAD. What's going on in the Quad Cities? Activities, events, fun, politics, sports, local issues and opinions. And now, your host, Jim Mertens.
I'm Jim Mertens, and this is the Cities Podcast. Western Illinois University's School of Agriculture received national recognition for its innovative teaching methods, not only in the school, but also out in the community. And innovation is driving agriculture like never before. Take, for example, Deere & Company's introduction of a driverless tractor. We talked with the director of Western School of Agriculture, Dr. Andy Baker, about farming and the role of agriculture in higher education. Dr. Baker, you got national recognition for the School of Agriculture. How big of a deal is that?
It's huge. I've been in teacher ed now for 24 plus years. I was just telling my family the other day, after I wrap up the spring 2022 semester, it'll be 50 semesters that I'll put in the books. To have that opportunity to, first off, be selected by your peers, the peers in Illinois, and then have them select you as your state winner, and then moving forward onto the regional recognition is, that's just phenomenal and an honor right there. But to be selected as a regional award winner is also awesome, because you're up against six other states. And so it's just a wonderful opportunity. I'm just glad, you know, your reputation always follows you everywhere, right? And so in Illinois, it's really nice to have, even most of the people in Illinois are younger than I am. So it's always nice to have those peers and colleagues recognize your effort and your work that you're doing at a particular program.
Well, any type of educational program, and agriculture in particular, if you are recognized for lasting teaching methods is one of the criteria that they said that you excelled in. I mean, that's the world. That's everything. I mean, what you're teaching is actually being utilized by people in the real world for an extended period of time.
Yeah, my whole philosophy has been about giving them the nuts and bolts, right? Let them create their own style, their reputation as a teacher, but give them the true nuts and bolts and the tools for them to be successful. And we have many examples of those past graduates that are now teachers out in the field that are doing just that.
Well, Western's agriculture department, I mean, let's be honest, it is the largest industry by far in all of Western Illinois and Eastern Iowa is agriculture. And there are so many different aspects to agriculture, and you're trying to touch upon them all, but you're also really trying to be in the forefront when it comes to new technology and even new crops and new cover crops.
Yeah, it's our philosophy here at Western is that to develop a comprehensive degree program. So all 240 of our majors are all getting a BS in agriculture. However, we have three degree options that they must select to go down, and that's ag business, ag science, and ag education. So in each one of those areas, you know, you're going to be very specific on content, but also you're getting a broad brush of agriculture, the broad brush of agriculture as an industry. So we are firm believers in that. We want our students to understand that just because you may be ag business major, you may fall in or find your career path in ag science. And having that really broad stroke of curriculum that all of our students are going to take is going to be critically important, because you just never know where you're going to end up and what you're going to be able to do.
Yeah, because everyone thinks agriculture means that you're out in the fields, that you're planting a crop. But like you said, I mean, the three-pronged approach lets students experience a little bit of everything. And when it comes to the new crops, I mean, I know that you've actually tried to design new programs when it comes to the Illinois cannabis industry, because let's be honest, that's proven so far to be a somewhat explosive industry.
Absolutely. And we wanted to be at the forefront of that. We wanted to be one of the ones out in front of everybody else developing our cannabis minor as we move forward. And we're taking baby steps, of course, with just a minor, and then who knows where that's going to take us. But certainly it's attracting students that, you know, certainly are in interested in the industry, but also those type of students are now being able to see careers in that field. And, you know, it's an opportunity, and same thing with the Pennycrest or $10 million USDA NEFA grant that we're doing. Hopefully we'll be able to see Pennycrest as an actually traded commodity in the United States. So yeah, there's a lot of innovation that's happening here, but you know, also we're still trying to teach the basics, the basic principles of, you know, crop science and animal science and of course education.
And it's, you know, especially for agriculture, it's not necessarily all classroom. I mean, it's really important for Western to reach out to area farmers to show them potentials of other crops, like we were saying, cover crops or crop rotation or better yields with the crops they have. Is that a critically important part for the ag department?
Yeah, it's part of our mission and vision in our department is that outreach component. It's really important. We host three different field days throughout the summer months. And one, of course, is with organic. The other one is the crop science side. And then the third is with the Pennycrest as well. So during the summer months, we're very active and very busy as well doing those outreach activities. But it's really also important to get our students involved too, because we hire quite a few students during the summer months to be able to do a lot of the data collection that we need to do the, you know, the field research that we do every summer. So those are really important. And plus also we have a lot of allies and supporters where we can, you know, call somebody up or a business and be able to bring a class to come and explore that business. So all those things become really, really important. And for our students, it's brand awareness now too. A lot of our students need to develop that relationship with that company for them to understand a little bit about the position they may secure down the road or to do an internship. So all those things are critically important moving forward.
I know you're also proud of your graduates and Trent Tabor, who's over at Cambridge High School, who's very active in the ag program there, getting recognition as well. How important is it to have almost this feeder system to the university level by having kids exposed to agriculture at the high school level?
Critical. I think a lot of what I'm starting to see, my fall numbers for the fall of 22 are certainly 50% up higher than what they were this time last year. I think I can contribute a lot of that to our ability to get back out in some of these schools and make visits that we've been unable to do for the last 18 months to make sure, because just like I told you, these students need to have that relationship built with the company. These students need to have a relationship built with the institution. And having that ability to have former students that are now teachers out in the classroom that are saying positive words about our program and what we can do for their students goes a long way. And Trent is one of those, and we've got many more WIU grads out there that, again, are our mouthpiece every day in the classroom.
I think a lot of people might be surprised that in some of these rural districts, how many of the kids have no experience on a farm. Yes. And are learning sometimes for the very first time what it's like to work on a farm by attending some of these ag classes or even joining the FFA. I mean, when it comes to agriculture, you would think that this is such an agriculturally rich area, but there's still so much more awareness that needs to be done.
Absolutely. I just had an alum that came in right before Christmas break, and he works for the Missouri Department of Conservation. He has his bachelor's from our program and got his master's in biology from WIU as well. And he was telling me, he says, the candidates that we're starting to see have never operated a lawnmower, never even seen a chainsaw, and do not know how to operate a four-wheeler. And those are really the three basic tools for anybody that works for the Conservation Department in Missouri. And I says, you need to come to our career fair. I says, I think we've got the students for you. And so those type of relationships do build. And I just had a conversation yesterday from another industrial company that says, where are all these interns? I said, we normally have 20 applicants for our interns and we got three. And so I just told this young individual, I says, we need to start developing relationships. It's going to take more work on our part as well as your part to start developing these relationships with these students. And you're right, the students that have no background in agriculture do not even know of our industry, but it is wide open to them. They just got to start somewhere. And some, and it's really important that they start in high school, but even if they don't, giving us an opportunity at the, you know, four-year institution goes a long way too.
Well, and let's be honest also, I mean, the technology is changing so quickly. I mean, Deere unveiling its, driverless tractor, the total automation systems that are going on. It's a brave new future for agriculture.
Well, even in the agricultural industry, you can understand that there's labor shortages, right? And so the technology goes where it is much needed, right? So if that is somebody driving the tractor for you all day so you don't have to drive it and you can operate it from your office, certainly that's an opportunity to do it. But yeah, variable rate planting, a variable rate application of chemicals and fertilizers, all this is critical. Agriculture has been one of those industries that kind of leads on the technology, right? So as we better understand our soils, we'll be able to better understand the productivity of that soil. And so being able to put more plants on this acre versus that acre, or being able to put more fertilizer on this acre versus that acre, is just going to help not only help the environment, but also help that producer be able to produce more on the acres that they have.
Western Illinois University's School of Agriculture Director, Dr. Andy Baker.
Thanks for listening to The Cities with Jim Mertens. And watch The Cities Thursday nights at 7, Sunday afternoon at 4, and Monday night at 6 on WQPT PBS for the Quad Cities region.
WQAD Podcast Network.